Thank you, Madam Moderator. I'd like to recall that Switzerland, together with IFRC, is the co-convener of the localization workstream under the Grand Bargain. In this context, we have undertaken three missions, country missions to Bangladesh, Iraq, and Nigeria. And these were and are very diverse contexts, but what was common to the three of them was really the strong dynamics, vocal organizations. There's something happening out there, and that's good news. From a donor's perspective, first considerations, recommendations, conclusions we reach, and indeed they resonate with the panel, are around contracting versus partnership. Are we just wanting implementing organizations, groups, or are we looking for something that's more substantive, that resonates with values like mutual respect and so on and so forth? And that was already a topic this morning at the side event we co-organized with IFRC. So we will have to overcome this ambiguity. And that's to do indeed with capacitation, which indeed leads to the question of institutional development, how one changes the patterns of capacity of also patterns of behavior over often a generation. So we have this clash between a humanitarian perspective, a short-term perspective, and then again the notion that indeed we would like to contribute to the capacity of local, national NGOs and civil society at large. So this means, from our point of view, that we will have to make establish a much stronger link to the world of development cooperation, but probably also the peace dimension, the human rights dimension. Then what's very clear is, and that has been addressed by the panel too, and that was also a topic this morning, we have an issue of de-risking. We have a chain in which we donors sometimes, and oftentimes I should say, tend to push down the risk towards really the last organization that is in the field. And that's a bit of an issue, because obviously if we stick to strict de-risking and insisting on compliance in a very strict manner, if we don't accept to share the risk, there's probably going to be no localization, and there certainly will be no accountability to affected populations. That leads me to a question to the panelists. Considering that we donors, we need beneficiaries. We need to prove that with our monies, lives were saved, and the situation, especially of the most vulnerable ones, has improved. That's sort of a lever. In other words, it is also in the hands of NGOs, of civil society, of the Global South, potentially, to say no. To set terms and conditions. And I was wondering how you would assess the readiness and the feasibility of having sort of a coalition from national NGOs, from civil society at large in the Global South, that would say these are the preconditions for us to engage and accept your money. Thank you.